Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the one thing I was thinking is, I get it's early. They've only played four games. But if you're trying to do what Steve Kerr says he's going to try to do, which is play a lot of guys,
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be 10, 11, 12, more than that, less than that. But if you're trying to do that and you start 1-3, then you got some early challenges already. And people start thinking, well, you can't do that in the NBA. And look, you're 1-3. The difference is you're 3-1, and you've done it that way. And now maybe you start thinking to yourself, huh, I wonder if they've got a little something here. Where are you, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. I know there were a lot of Warrior fans out there that were a little bit skeptical about this team. And you can still be skeptical about this team because it's still unbelievably early. But the early returns have to be pretty positive. And I'm just wondering if you're a Golden State Warrior fan who was coming into this season wondering or worrying about where this team was headed, do you feel a little better about where it might be going? 888-957-9570. And a lot of stuff happened last night, Goo, and most of it good.
Yeah, no doubt. And it starts with, for me, Stoney, Lindy Waters III. Team high plus 26. And when I watched that game in the comeback, I was like, damn, my boy is not returning the Cinderella slippers, if you even want to call it that. He was balling, taking a chance or making the most of an opportunity. But, Stoney, I'm going to say this to you all because I'm looking at life different. I'm always positive, but now I'm super positive. But the one thing that's a negative is, you know, we haven't seen McCaffrey play football in 8 games, and the Niners got to do with that what they have, and he'll come back, and then you get to see him. But this early, there's no Curry. You know, there's no Wiggins, who was coming off a big game. So I love all of this, and you're right, especially a 3-1 record, but I do scratch my head, Stoney, as to, I don't know, I don't expect Curry back tonight. We know that. His availability on this 5-game road trip, but I guess I'm telling you, Stoney, I'm worried about stuff I can't control, but I'd like the team to be whole, and then we can mature and grow and kind of watch it manifest, you know, at full strength, as opposed to now, you know, Waters is getting Curry shots, and he's making the most of it, but that's the only drawback I have
what
to the injuries is, if like, 3 guys were out last night.
Yeah, and that's where I guess you and I are different, because I look at 3 guys being out as a positive. Because they were able to win by 20. And the one thing I was thinking about with this team, and I got a buddy out in the East Bay. His name's Don. He's a retired police officer. And he texted, thank you, and he texted me last week after the Warriors and Steve Kerr said they were going to play a lot of guys, 12, 13 guys, or at least try.
Yeah.
And he suggested that maybe that's just a different way to load manage. And I started thinking about it that way, and I think he might be onto something. In other words, under normal circumstances, let's say you had Wiggins tonight and you were thinking maybe, maybe not, should he go, should he not go? I mean, I think what we're going to see this year is, you know what, don't go tonight. If you're not ready to play, don't go, because we've got guys who are going to be at 100%. And so maybe this will just be a way to keep everybody's minutes down, and then some certain players, it'll be a way to keep their number of games played down. So, again, it's not going to come without challenges as the season moves forward. But for right now, I can't say I don't like the idea.
Yeah, and I'll just say this to that, and I hope I'm not coming off negative, but you can't control when an injury is going to happen. You know, when you're out there, even if you had the night off the game before, it's still a risk involved once you get out there and play. So I'm with you. I like what I saw last night by a litany of dudes. And I got to be honest, the connectivity thing that we talked about, or what's, you know, the doom and gloom, whoever was the cloud's head that was over, if it were Clay or whatnot, you can tell something's been lifted.
Well, and here's this, and this is just the way I'll respond, and I don't mean it personally, but here's from the Comcast business text line from the 650. Lindy Waters is going to take minutes from Moses Moody. I think he is. I wouldn't be surprised if Lindy Waters starts at some point. You know what? Good. If Lindy Waters takes minutes from Moses Moody, then that means he's playing better than Moses Moody. And Moses Moody's got a new contract, $39 million, starting next year, over 3 years. And, okay, we know Moses Moody will always be ready. These are.
What'd you make of him last night up close? 18 minutes?
Start off a little okay. Slow. He was good down the stretch, obviously, although there wasn't really much of a down the stretch.
But this team is definitely faster and more athletic, Donnie.
And they're much better. They have the ability to be a much better defensive team than they have in the past. I think that's pretty obvious.
They caused 23 turnovers from the Pelicans last night. That got them back in the game.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, maybe I was thinking, boy, Pelicans really turned it over. Maybe that's because they didn't have their point guard, DeJounte Murray. And yet then the Warriors are without Curry, and they barely turned the ball over at all. I think they had 7 total turnovers.
Correct.
But let's get into it with Warrior fans. I want to take the temperature of Golden State fans and see how you're feeling 4 games into the year. Let's go to Vince. Start us out, Vince, in the city. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hopefully you can hear me. I'm coming off the bridge.
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't really have any expectations going into this season. I didn't know how this team was going to work. But I'll tell you what, I'm way more high on this team than the team that we had last year. I think the additions that we picked up are really, really good. I called last week and I was saying, I think this team gives me feels of 2015 with the veterans that they signed. And it just seems like the whole team is pretty much bought into the philosophy that they're using this year. If you look at the roster, they got a lot of 3-and-D guys. I think it's going to work. The only oddball on the team, and I don't even want to come down this guy's road, but J.K. wanting the money that he wants, I feel like could be an issue at some point if it does. I mean, he was benched last night, and I know he felt some type of way about it. I hope it doesn't turn into anything. But of the guys on the team, I think he might be the only me guy, quote-unquote. But I'm not here to try to come down JK's road. I still think he has a ton of potential. He's still really young, not only in age, but also in basketball years.
Right.
But that also brings me to Lindy Waters, like the guy in the 650 texted in. You know, he is going to be taking minutes from somebody.
Right.
And I'm wondering if I see him and Moses Moody kind of being a similar type player, except Lindy is a little bit more athletic, like you said.
Right.
But I feel like on this team, Lindy Waters is more of a fit for this offense and this team than J.K. is. And I just don't know if that had anything to do with J.K. not getting a deal. I read last week, too, that the Warriors have been eyeing Lindy Waters for a while, and they finally got a chance to get him. And he seems to be fitting in just fine.
Man, I mean, yeah.
Pulling up on fast breaks last night, Donnie.
Just fine.
Hitting them.
Let me read this text just because we love her. 925, quick vent. GP2, Looney, Waters, and Melton are all playing for contracts. JK is just one guy. Vent done. Dublin Marge. I said that, you know, Kuminga's the only guy playing for a contract. I mean, technically you're right, Marge, but I mean, Kuminga's a young player who was in his window, like Brandon Ayuk was, to get his big money, and he didn't get it. And I just think that's a much different dynamic than a couple veteran players like Payton and Looney and Waters and Melton, who have been in this position before. But
what do you give me for this?
Your point's taken.
What do you give me for this, Donnie? Yeah. From a Kuminga standpoint, through his prism, the fact that this team is so deep, I don't think bodes well for him. Not that he can't ball out. Everything's in front of him for him to take advantage of. But when you're telling me this team and we're watching now, it's deeper and they decided not to put the ring on it, you know, you can get lost. And to his credit, whatever went down with Texgate, he wasn't benched. He didn't start. He handled it well because you're right. Had he been 1-9 and didn't put up any numbers, then what would we be talking about? So I just say that to say is I would tell Kuminga, man, you need to be consistent because this team is so deep and you can't be forgotten about. Like that doesn't help them that this team added three guys that can play and are OGs and got the basketball IQ to, you know?
I mean, I'll say the same thing, you know. Lindy Waters is going to take minutes from Moody. It's good. If Jonathan Kuminga can't get on the floor, there'll be a reason why he can't get on the floor.
Well,
and it's because the guy who's playing instead of him is playing better. Like, this is there is no way. And I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know how good this team's going to be.
Right. That's what makes it exciting, too.
But he's just one player on this team. He's going to play in the league for 10 more years. It might be with the Warriors. It might not. But, like, the one thing that, it's not about Kuminga.
But
it's just not.
I feel you.
It's just not.
But meet me halfway. He was, like, your future, the brightest chip of your future.
And well, apparently he never was. He had an opportunity.
But he was in a thought, though.
In his first 4 years to play to a level where the Warriors would have found a number that he and the team could agree on. They both couldn't find that number. I hate to go play.
No, that's what it is. But
and let me tell you something.
That's what he represented to me, Stoney. He was the future.
Well, that's fine. And he still could be the future, but it's all up to him.
Mm.
And you just cannot focus on one guy when we see 11 or 12 guys who at least at this point are buying in. And listen, this is no knock on Kuminga. I just think that he can't be the focal point of this team kind of with the fans because there's too much other good stuff going on, at least right now.
And that's why the coach didn't have him in the starting lineup by choice.
Well, it's funny, and we can.
Kerr sending that message loud and clear.
Well, the interesting part was how Kerr explained it, and the way he explained it, I actually kind of get it, but I also understand that people would say that's BS. And what I mean by that is, you got Jonathan Kuminga, and you're going into a game without Curry and without D'Anthony Melton
and
without Wiggins. Yeah. So your first thought would be, okay, well, go get him, Jonathan Kuminga. But Steve Kerr said that one of the reasons they're going with the starting lineup when everybody's healthy of Curry, Wiggins, and Kuminga, Draymond, and Davis is because they feel like that could be their best defensive unit. So they understand, according to Steve Kerr, that they have spacing issues offensively with that team. But he says that because Curry's out there, he can alleviate that to a large enough degree that they can get away with it offensively if they're going to be a really good defensive team. So now we go to last night, and they don't have Steph Curry, and they don't have Wiggins. And what Kerr said was, without Steph, we can't play Draymond, Kuminga, and Trayce Jackson-Davis together without Steph because the spacing just is not good enough. That's why we're going to bring Jonathan Kuminga off the bench, and he's going to play with, I think it was Gary Payton and somebody else. And I understand that, but I also understand what Evan says. Like, wait a minute. You're missing your two best scorers, and you're not going to start your third best scorer. Yeah, that's a head-scratcher.
Totally.
But again, if Steve Kerr can stay consistent about it not being about one guy, well, then it's up to every player to accept what's going on and to try to make the best of their situation and their role.
Yeah, and again, it's not the Golden State Kamingas, but Stoney, when you come up with, you know, what Steve Kerr echoed, I guess if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, that means I'm not doing something if there's a formula or recipe.
Yeah, he's not. He can't shoot threes.
No doubt.
Okay.
It's like,
so what do we do? You can't just play a guy.
He had a good game, so he did his part.
Yeah.
So that's all he can do. But the way I'm watching it from the guru computer, Stani, is this thing is headed in a direction to where now he can be forgotten about, but you gotta make it to where your coach can't say that into a microphone. You're not starting because you got to eliminate all that. And maybe he can or maybe he can't.
Here's what Steve Kerr said about Kuminga.
Well, without Steph and Wiggs, I didn't want to start Trace, Draymond, and JK. I wanted a little more spacing, and I knew it would be a JK game. I knew he would play a lot because he's played well against this team. The matchups are good for him. And so I told him before the game, you're going to play a lot. It's just, this is just about combinations and, you know, getting a little more spacing on the floor to start. So all it is just shuffling the lineup to try to get the right five-man grouping on there. But without Steph and Wiggs, to me it didn't make sense to start the three bigs without those guards.
All right, there you have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's sound basketball philosophy, but you do run the risk I don't want to say losing a young player because he came off the bench and he played well.
Right.
At least in the second half. But team first. If you don't like it, hit the pike. That's the way I look at it. I really do. And I told this story yesterday, Goo, about my father.
Well,
no, maybe it was yesterday. I repeat myself a lot. Kuminga's got to make himself so valuable that Steve Kerr can't keep him off the floor.
And that's all.
And right now, he's not so valuable that Steve Kerr must play Jonathan Kuminga 30-35
right.
minutes.
And I don't want to go Mari Povich on you, Stani, but we just heard that soundbite from Coach Kerr telling him he told JK he was going to play a lot. What do you make of JK saying that wasn't said to me?
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
That's where I'm like, oh boy.
I'm not, oh boy.
But I am.
Okay,
it's
my microphone.
I didn't say you have to be that.
No, you
can't.
This
is a two-man show. Just
I'm not saying you don't have to be.
We both have an opinion. That's what makes the show. Yeah, I get so sick and tired when you say somebody says something. You say
well, you
I don't care. That's fine.
You misinterpreted.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
No, but that's
you
what
did.
Makes us do what we do.
You can talk about Kuminga all you want. He's one player on a 12-man team.
Right.
And he's not the most important player.
And
otherwise, he'd be playing.
And I didn't say that. I just asked you, did you find it odd that he felt like he didn't get the message if he wasn't going to play a lot?
No. I would expect him to be pissed off about it. But I would also not care about it.
I didn't even put pissed off on it.
Well,
I just thought it was strange that how Kerr said it went down, Kuminga said he wasn't told that. So that's off the court
Kuminga
stuff, but I
said,
think it matters.
Kuminga was asked about not starting. And then Slater followed up and said, Jonathan, Steve Kerr told the media that he told you weren't going to start, but that you were going to play a lot.
Gotcha.
And Kuminga said, nah.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he told me I was going to play with Draymond at the 4 and Peyton at the 3. But you know, the more you play good, the more you get minutes. At the end of the day, I'm still a professional. I'm going to want to do what I got to do. At the end of the day, it's his decision. The other one, okay.
That's perfect.
And this one isn't. Well, first of all, that one's not great either.
Go ahead.
But here's the thing. Kuminga was asked about, he said, it wasn't my decision. It was the man himself, Coach Steve Kerr's decision. It wasn't my decision. okay, yeah, Kuminga's probably not happy.
Yeah.
And that's, and I'm not saying you can't talk about him not being happy, but right now, so what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too.
Okay.
That's all. I'm not saying, I just find that like we're giving Kuminga credit or some people out here for, I don't want to, how do I put this, taking the high road because he wasn't starting. And he did everything he was supposed to do, especially in the second half, Steiny, to have a career high in points and minutes, season high. But that stuff matters to me, I believe, more than we're giving it credence.
See, I don't think it matters because I see 12 guys who are buying in and one guy can't screw that up.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I'm not saying Kuminga's going to screw it up. I'm saying he's probably frustrated right now, and he's got to figure out a way to get on the court as a starter if that's what he wants.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
if he wants it. But if he doesn't,
right,
he's just one guy on this team. And
I
the
think
team
that message
is more
has been
important.
Sent.
I hope so. 888-957-9570.
Let's go to Monty at 12, too, Stoney. Monty Poole.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area at noon today. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to George in Los Altos. What's up, George? How you doing, man?
Brother, I'm doing good. Steiny, you've never been so right.
I mean, what's that?
I completely agree with everything you're saying. I am so upbeat about this Warrior team this year because I can't remember we've never had three flamethrowers on the same team. I mean, you're not going to stop. You know, Buddy Hield, Lindy Waters, and Steph Curry for all three of them. One of them is going to be hot every game. Number one. Number two, to me, the most successful seasons the Warriors have had is when they had a strong, well-defined second unit. Going all the way back to the days of Sean Livingston and David West and Leandro Barbosa, everybody knew their role. And we have a roster now that allows us to eventually get to the same spot. And if Jonathan is going to be a big baby because Steve Kerr is just doing his job as the coach, then you know what, brother? I mean, I love you. You're a good kid. You got a great game. But daggone it, if you're gonna moan, go play someplace else.
Yeah.
Go play someplace else.
Yeah. Thanks, George. No, I got you. Look, we're not there. We're not there with Jonathan Kuminga. I'm not there with Jonathan Kuminga.
When you say there, you mean
every player on the team's got to figure out their role and how they can get onto the court and play as much as they possibly can. And Kuminga's no different.
But I think he's different in this sense. You tell me what you think, Steiny. I believe the fact that they decided or passed on re-upping him like they did Moody, I would just tell Kuminga, if I were in his life, I would tell him, hey, you can take this two ways, but also this means that they need to see more.
No kidding.
And for you not to be in the starting lineup.
He was the only guy other than Josh Giddey that didn't get an extension.
A big one.
So, yes, that's part of the dynamic that's at play here. But you can't let one player's dynamic impact the group as a whole. Let's go to Tom and Sonoma. You know what? Let me hold on, Tom, at Sonoma, because we're getting to the end of a break, and I want to give everybody a crack at it. I see a lot of people lining up. We got Big Smoothie, Tom, Josh, Austin, Pete, Sally.
We got to get them on.
John Sally.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm just going to be honest with you. If I came off as saying what you were saying is who cares, I'm not. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, the Warriors just got contributions from 11 guys. Like,
I hope you don't
Jonathan
think
Kuminga,
I'm overlooking that.
You're not in this one today. Jonathan Kuminga's a little upset. So what?
Yeah, no doubt about
it. That's all I'm saying. So what?
Yeah, no doubt. But real quick, a rebuttal to that, Steiny, is I feel like I'm enjoying this team, but I feel like you think I'm so fixated on Kuminga more than the team.
Well, we talked a lot about
Jonathan,
Kuminga in the first 40 minutes.
You need to get ready because you can get left if you don't fix or rectify what they feel you're not doing.
But the other thing is, if he can't fix or rectify it, train's moving.
No, man.
The train's moving. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, we can talk about this on the other side from the 925. Kuminga post-game referenced that Kerr texted him about the starting lineup change. And then Kerr said he talked with J.K. pregame. Well, he might have done both, but yeah, the idea of him texting Jonathan Kuminga.
Wow.
I don't have an opinion on that because I think that Kerr probably texts players a lot more than we think, but I don't know.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.